have one more thing to do to get ready for this podcast.
We do. We have to. We're already doing it. How can we get ready? It's happening.
No, there's one more thing.
What is it?
Stand up.
Oh my God, I'm standing.
Okay, now unbutton your pants.
All right. Are we really doing this, are we just pretending?
We're really doing this for real.
I'm doing it. Oh, you have your shoes off. I got to take my shoes off. Okay.
Here are the pants.
Okay, big fatty. I have a feeling this is for you. If you're listening, we're podcasting with pants off.
Oh my God, KC, you're actually sitting there with your pants off.
Yeah, and so are you.
Let me see what kind of underwear you've got on. Okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Okay, now unbutton your pants.
Big Fatty, this is for you.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3237 of the BFO for right. The thread of July 2020, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my day, and we're going to check in on the census. Independence-ers. Hey, is that even a word? I don't know if it is or not. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. It's going well. Y'all, you're independencers. Y'all, today is Independence Day. Observed. Big Fatty. Lovely. Let's have some barbecue.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, dear. Guess y'all today. No, not today. Tomorrow, the 4th of July. Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like an exciting day. It does. Today it's observed. Oh, okay. Is the anniversarium observed today? No, I don't think so. Y'all, it is none other than the anniversarium of one of the co-founders of the Pride 48. Y'all, you could have heard him last weekend during Pride 48 weekend. I think he was on 18 of the 32 little shows. He and his husband, Mittens, y'all, they've just moved into... they've moved into the Crystal Penthouse of Arkansas, y'all, in their new house, y'all, in his old crooked hat, and her husband, Mittens. Oh, Big Fatty, we love crooked hat Mittens, it's true, and y'all, they're not going to be able to take a little anniversarium trip this year, so y'all, if you see crooked hat or Mittens, wish them a happy anniversarium, and Big Fatty, I hope they get some Whataburger and cake.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all this weekend, in addition to it being a full moon on Sunday, y'all, we have not one, But two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I met this person years ago at the California Downtown Disney or whatever the hell it's called now. Y'all, it was the meet and greet. And she came to it not knowing what the hell she was getting herself into. y'all, she came with her daughter, Melissa the Confused. Y'all, it is none other than Mama the Confused. Hey, we love Mama the Confused. It's true. Y'all, I felt so sorry for her because she had to sit by me and listen. Be ready. Anybody that sits by you, we feel sorry for. Well, that's true. But anyway, and y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal today, also out there in the California, y'all, he is the owner of the Deep State Media. Not Deep State Media. What is it called? It's Dark. No, it's what is it? It's anyway, it'll come to me. Y'all, he's on that Joe Patant show. Big Fanny, he's got about 50 of them. After Dark Media. Now, see, I knew I'd come up with it. But he does that Catching Up with the Big Liar. Oh, yes, Big Fanny. And he does that Throw It Down with Old Crooked Head. Oh, yes, Big Fanny. And we don't get to hear those because it costs a dollar. Y'all, we're talking about Joe Batanz. Oh, yes, Big Fanny. And y'all, Joe Batanz, nice person. Nicest person you'll meet. And y'all, met him in Lost Wages numerous times. And y'all, then I have two personal friends, David from Tennessee, and my friend, you've heard me talk about him before, the Baby Jaw. He's passed away, but y'all, they all say that, oh, I'm the Yank My Doodle, it's a dandy, beef, any of your vulgar. They're always excited because they have fireworks on their birthday. So y'all, if you see Mama the Confused or Joe Batanz, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, we have more than doubled our responses to the census. Y'all, since I spoke to you yesterday, Christina Hill, Tim and Alexa, the Shy Yeti, Randy in the Penislyvania, Patrick Plain, Woodhaven, the Flopfo, Brian and Dandry, Big Fatty, I wonder if they've got boners filling out the sentence, probably. Mr. Cackle, that Peter G, and in Denver have also filled out their census. Y'all go to census.bigfattyonline.com. Yes, Big Fatty, it's all mechanical. Weekend observed. Y'all, it is the 4th of July here in the USA. Big Fatty, it's 4th of July everywhere, Tamari. Well, it's observed today in the US of A, y'all, Independence Day weekend. And y'all, since I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, old Vader old Veda stopped by the villa here, and y'all, we had some discussions about the revival of, oh, Big Fatty, is there going to be a giant tent and the preacher man's going to be? No, it's not. And anyone speaking in tongues? No, the revival of the LFC, the Little Fatty Cast. You know, you can go to that and subscribe. It's thelfc.org. Online, yes, we could. And so anyway, we just kind of talked it through and all. And anyway, things are happening in the background. Betty, that sounds vulgar. And so anyway, everything seems to be going pretty well. Y'all, before I forget, because Daniel Biba is every time I do the census stuff, I'm sure it just makes his skin crawl, because I have not mentioned that you can fill the census out on your iPhone, or actually any cellular telephonic device. It works on that. Big Fatty, we have gone into the 1900s here in 2020. It's true. And well, actually, we're probably in the 2000s now. But y'all, it's just lovely. You got no excuse not to do it. Yes, Big Fatty. And much like the coronavirus, the responses are doubling every day. Big Fatty. But anyway, Veda left, and y'all, I had a little supper, and y'all, then I talked to both of my brothers, because you know I had mentioned on yesterday's little show that I had gone to the bank to get a cassier check for each of them for their third of the estate. And because you know, as the executor of the estate, I am proclaiming that the estate can now be distributed. Be ready. So y'all, I went, and the girl was having trouble understanding what I was saying. Big Fatty, was she from Mexico? No, she just, y'all, she couldn't hear me because I had the max on, and there was that sheet of plastic in front of it. And you know how they have that little slot that the money or everything goes under? It's just that little curved slot. So y'all, I was bending down. I'm a big fan. I wish Candid Camera was still around. I do too. But I was bending down to try to talk to her through that. Y'all, I'm sure I look like a big fan. You look like an old person. Well, I'm sure I did. But anyway, I said, just let me have a piece of paper. Because y'all, you know, the cassier checks are $15 a piece. Did you know that? That's how they get you. That's how they get you. And So I wrote down how much I wanted each check for, and then the $30 for the check fees, and then she finally understood it. So I got those, and I got out to the to Ruby Red, and y'all, I realized that I'd given her the wrong amount. So y'all, thank goodness, I didn't give my brothers enough on those. So y'all, I just wrote checks for the remainder out of the checking account. Everything will be fine. And y'all, they each, you know, they're very important. They have their own FedEx account, so they sent me shipping labels so they could get the things without going in the postal service. And so they shipped me the label, and I printed it on the printer here at the villa. And then y'all slept pretty well on hump day night. Y'all, I did have a little bit of trouble going to sleep. I don't think it was Whitman Tinker, Y'all, I got the hungries. I probably didn't eat enough supper. And the Nip had left some macaroni, baked macaroni and cheese here that he had gotten at the barbecue place sometime. And y'all, I had a big old a bowl of macaroni and cheese about 10 o'clock at night. Y'all, it has disaster written all over it. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, speaking of that, y'all, all I got to say, I'll tell young Nicholas to his face, but y'all, young Nicholas is fortunate that he did not come over to the villa on hump day because, y'all, I had horrible gas. And, y'all, it was almost making me gag. Betty, well, if we can't have fireworks, we might as well have you. But y'all, that continued through the night. But y'all, I slept pretty well. Woke up about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Rolled right back over. No, y'all, there was a noise. There was a noise here in the villa. And y'all, I got up and walked around and looked, and I couldn't find anything. It sounded like what it sounded to me like was like if you dropped a bar of soap in the shower or the tub. And y'all, I looked in the shower and the tub. It wasn't in there. Y'all got up later on about 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, I went to see, because sometimes my ice maker, if there's an unusual noise, it's my ice maker in the fridge. And y'all, I pulled out the bin, and y'all, it was jam-packed full. So evidently I had not seated it correctly, and it just kept making ice. And y'all, I found some chunks of ice down on the first shelf in the freezer. Y'all, I think it was the ice hitting the inside of the refrigerator is what I heard. So we're going with that. Yes, McFaddy, it's either that or rats. But anyway, but y'all, then I got up and had my brufkas. Y'all had shishimi rice, Fatty. And y'all, then I went for a nipple walk. Y'all, it's the first nipple walk I've had in probably a week. Let me just look here. It's been more than a week. Oh, Big Fatty. It's been a long time since I've gone out specifically for a nipple walk, but y'all, I've already gotten 2.2 miles, here on Thursday, I'm going to go out later on, but y'all, it was hot. But did the nipple walk anyway, y'all? I'm just gonna have to play it by ear with the hot temperatures and everything. Came back, got my share, y'all. It felt so good, and y'all. Then I was off to the FedEx store, which is near the villa, just on the. On the other side of, as they say in the California, the 26. Y'all, I had my labels and I had my envelopes with the checks in it for my brothers. And I picked up a couple of FedEx envelopes and put the labels in there and sealed them up. And they're set to be delivered on Monday because my brothers are out of town until then. So they didn't want them arriving while they were out of town. But anyway, I came back here to the villa and I'll be sneeze. No, maybe not. But anyway, and y'all, I've that pretty much, y'all, I'm getting ready to make some cheese cookies. But other than that, that's pretty much been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. If you're in the U.S. of A, it's probably a three-day weekend, holiday weekend, with the holiday falling, observed, on for right, but you know, who knows? And y'all, if you're not in the U.S. of A., happy weekend. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys from over there at the enormous, y'all, they did their first live little show during Pride 48. And Holly and Casey, anything special you got planned for the holiday?
Looking on, button your pants.
Big Fatty, this is for you.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's not good enough. They need to come to Charleston so it can be observed.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.